This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's military said Sunday its forces repelled an attack in the eastern Donetsk region after Russia's Wagner mercenary group claimed it took control of a village. Moscow has made capturing the eastern Donetsk region, which it has already declared a part of Russia, its primary goal in Ukraine. Kyiv recently said Russian troops had stepped up their attacks in the east, particularly on towns including Bakhmut. Pope Francis on Sunday condemned a resurgence of violence in the Middle East, calling on both sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to engage in, quote, sincere search for peace. Francis cited 10 Palestinians, including a woman, killed in an Israeli army raid on a refugee camp in the West Bank, and an attack Friday by a Palestinian gunman that killed 7 Israelis outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Quote, since the beginning of the year, dozens of Palestinians have been killed in clashes with the Israeli army, said the Pope. Mourners on Sunday attended the funeral of a man who died at the shooting attack in East Jerusalem, the deadliest attack on Israelis in years. A Palestinian gunman killed 7 people and wounded 3 others on Friday near a synagogue in East Jerusalem. The gunman was killed by police. The attack came a day after Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians during a raid at a refugee camp in the West Bank. The burst of violence poses an early challenge for Israel's new government and casts a cloud over an upcoming visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A government official says a bus accident in southern Pakistan has left 40 people dead. Sunday's incident happened after the speeding bus crashed into the pillar of a bridge. It caught fire soon after falling off the bridge, according to a government official. In a separate incident in Pakistan's northwest, at least children died in a boating accident Sunday while they were on a picnic. A loud explosion struck a military industry factory in central Iran overnight in what Tehran said on Sunday was a drone strike by unidentified attackers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which comes amid tensions with the West over Tehran's nuclear work and supply of arms for Russia's war in Ukraine, as well as months of anti-government demonstrations at home. Iran's defense ministry claimed the explosion caused only minor damage and no casualties. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak fired the chairman of his ruling Conservative Party Sunday over a quote-unquote serious breach of the ministerial code, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Pressure had been building on Nadhim Zahawi amid allegations he settled a multi-million dollar unpaid tax bill while he was in charge of the country's treasury. In a letter to Zahawi, Sunak wrote, he had been forced to act after promising at the start of his tenure that his government would have integrity, professionalism, and accountability at every level. There was no immediate comment from Zahawi. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The specialized police unit in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee that included some of the officers in the fatal beating of a man was disbanded on Saturday, the day after video of the attack was released. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
In Memphis, Tennessee, protesters cheered loudly when they heard of the disbandment of Scorpion, or Street Crimes Operation, to restore peace in our neighborhoods. In a statement, the police department said it was permanently deactivating the Scorpion unit after the police chief spoke with members of Nichols' family, community leaders, and other officers. The unit was formed in 2021 to concentrate on crime hotspots. Critics say such specialized teams can be prone to abusive tactics. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A mining corporation has apologized for losing a highly radioactive capsule over an 870-mile stretch of Western Australia. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.